310 at the bottom, pay base on the top. With three lines in the top on pay base. D'Altreba, what we're learning 2 weeks ago, D'Altreba is explaining, based on what we explained in the previous chapters, the way the worlds really are bottle, and the worlds don't exist, and this, that they exist, is only because we think they exist, because, but realistically, they don't exist. So he says, now we can understand what it says in the Zohar, that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Eilah, and Baruch Shem Kred Malchus Elevad is Yichud Tato. Now, it's not because you got up to answer it. The Rebbe starts explaining that the ultimate purpose of creation, of why Hashem made this, why did Hashem make this whole concept of a world that appears to be something when it's really nothing, and, you know, like what's going on? So he says, because Hashem wanted to reveal the attribute of Malchus. He says, what's the definition of a melech? So he says, Ein melech b'layam. In order to be a king, you need foreigners. And the Rebbe says, even if you have a lot of kids, you can't be a king over your own kids. Because the definition of kingdom is others subjugating themselves and mevatel themselves to the king. A child who's an extension of the parent is not a bittul, that is something foreign is subjugating and being mevatel themselves to the king. So therefore he says, in order for Hashem to be a melech, he has to create things that appear and think and feel that there's something separate, and then they could become bottled to Hashem. And he explained again, what is this whole thing? Because this, that the world appears to be something, is because the power of Hashem is in it, and if Hashem's power would leave, the world wouldn't be anything. So he says now as follows, third line on pay base. The whole, their definition, and the whole concept and the name of world, neifal al b'chinas mokim u b'chinas man dafke. World is when there's time and place. That's the definition of a world. Why? He says, b'chinas mokim is mizrach ma'irav tzof and dorim, the four directions, north, east, south, and west. Ma'ilo mata, higher and lower. And mizman is over heva v'asik, past, present, and future. There's a very famous question that's brought down in Chassidus. The world is 5,765 years old. I mean, that's the reality of it. So there's a famous philosophical question that the Maggid talks about, and the earlier Mekubalim talk about it. Why didn't Hashem make the world earlier? Hashem could have made the world a million years ago, and scientists would be happy, and everybody would be happy about the age of the world. Why did Hashem make the world only 5,765 years ago? And the Mekubalim answer, and they have to understand what they're answering, but they answer that there was a lot of tzimtzum going on, and a lot of limitation, and a lot of action. So it took a long time until finally Hashem made the world. So the Maggid asks on that, so why didn't Hashem start the tzimtzum process earlier? Could have started everything earlier, and then everything would have ended earlier, and then the world could have been older. So the Maggid answers, it says, what's the real answer? The real answer is, because time began when the world did. Before the world, there is no time. Because what is the definition of time? How long something exists. The definition of time is, when you have past, present, and future, six directions, northwest, southeast, up and down, when you have Zman and Mokim, that's when you can have a definition of time. So before the world, there was no time. So you can't ask a question, why didn't Hashem make the world earlier? Because before world, there is no earlier. And that's what Chassidus explains, as the kids say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer, when it says, Alpayim Shana Kadma Torah Le'ilam, the Torah was 2,000 years before the world. It doesn't mean 2,000 years before the world, because there was no 2,000 years before the world. It means 2,000 levels higher than the world. But time and place is interconnected, and therefore world, the definition of Olam, of world, is time and place. And therefore you can't ask, why didn't Hashem create the world earlier? There was no earlier before world. So you can't ask why he didn't do it earlier. So he says as follows. What? Which world would you know about? How many years before this world was it? I'll tell you a little secret. It's going on now too. The waiter carrying the dishes and he broke them, Shvir Sakelim. You know, when the waiter broke. Yeah, that's going on now too. I don't mean at Chasinus. I mean that concept of Shvir Sakelim of Teo is going on now. Let me ask you a very simple question. How many miles up is Gan Eden? I'm asking you a simple question. How many miles up is Gan Eden? Well, let me ask you a more practical question. How many feet down is Gehenna? Where's Gan Eden? Where's Gan Eden? One of the things that Tzemach said, huh? What?
Always by other people.
One of the primary things that Tzemach Tzedek explains in Sherech Mitzvah Satfila in his Dakdoma, the first 12 Pesukim of Sherech Mitzvah Satfila, he says, one of the difficult things with learning Chassidus and this type of stuff is lahafshit hadvarim migashmiyusam, to remove the physicality of this understanding. Okay? In human terms, we also have different language. When you say an ocean is deep, you measure the depth of an ocean with feet, miles, you know, yards or whatever. When you say somebody has a very deep head, what does it mean? It's 10 feet deep, 30 feet deep, 50 feet deep. It's a completely different level of depth. When you say, I have a very close friend, what does it mean? They're on top of you. And if they go away, they're not such a close friend anymore. When you talk about houses, you could say, that house is close to my house. Because that's how you measure it. It's 10 feet away, 30 feet away, a mile away, 10 miles away, 100 miles away. When you're talking about different concepts, when you say up and down, higher and lower, it doesn't, in our world, higher means if you're on the 10th floor, you're higher than if you're on the 5th floor. And if you're on the 5th floor, you're higher than if you're on the 1st floor. Okay? When it speaks about the malachim, the Rambam writes at the beginning of a sefer, you speak about malachim, Surafim aimed in mimalei. The Surafim are higher levels. Okay? What does it mean? They're on the 10th step, in the elevator upstairs, and they're on the 5th step. It doesn't mean that. What does higher and lower mean when you speak in spiritual terms? Higher and lower means greater and less great. Feeling more godliness, you're higher. Feeling less godliness, you're lower. Atzilus is not four stories up from here. Atzilus is a spiritual realm of feeling and understanding Elokus. When you have a certain level of understanding Elokus, you're in the world of Atzilus. Huh? You get your wings, yeah, from the airlines, give the little kids the wings, yeah. When you're speaking about which year did Tzimtzum take place, what year was the big Tzimtzum? There was no time then. There was no year. It's above time and place. It's happening now. I'll give you another example. Interestingly, the Alter Rebbe says in the first page of Shulchan Aruch, Shabbos, there's more Kedusha in the world, correct? Shabbos is a holy day. There's more holiness in the world than Shabbos. But you know, there's a little problem with that. Australia is 19 hours ahead of here. Israel is 10 hours ahead of here. New York is 3 hours ahead of here. Now, when it's Friday night here, it's almost finished Shabbos in Australia. Right? New York starts 3 hours before us, ends 3 hours before us. And it's all, that's like 10 hours ahead. right? That means Friday night in Australia, they're sitting down and Shabbosing and a whole, they have a lot of Kedusha. And here, we're doing whatever you want. It's Friday morning or Thursday night. So when does the Kedusha of Shabbos come into the world? But which day? What do you mean, whatever you are? If Shabbos is more Kedusha in the world, when does God reveal more Kedusha to the world? Which hour? Why? How could that be? When it's Shabbos here, it's not Shabbos there. When it's not Shabbos there, it's Shabbos here. So how does it work? So the Altreb in Shulchan Aruch, on the first page, says that because this revelation of Elokus is above time and place, it's higher than time and place, it's not limited in time and place, so whenever the place makes Shabbos, that's when the Kedusha reveals itself. You could be standing next to somebody, touching somebody, but if you hate them, your world's apart. And you could be at the opposite end of the world, and you're going to have a very close friend. It's completely different measurements. The world of Tehu, Shvir Zekin, the Tehu, didn't happen a million years ago. It's a spiritual level that's going on now. It's spirituality that's going on now. There's a level of Elokus, that there's Kalim breaking because there's too much Erd and there's too little Kalim, and there's no unity amongst the Kalim, so the Kalim are breaking. It wasn't something that happened a million years ago. Tzimtzum Harishon is not something that happened a million years ago. It's going on now because it's above time and place. There is no time by these things. Right, because the place is not Shabbos. According to halacha, according to reality, Shabbos is the day after the 6 days of creation. Wednesday is not the seventh day of creation. It doesn't work. What's the... Sure it does. Because the Kedusha is above time and place, when the place is Shabbos, that's when the Kedusha comes down. And that's what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The definition of Olam is the time and place. When you have a Keli, that's when the Kedusha comes in. When the Apikadist, what Alter Rebbe calls the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Tanya, that Apikadist Esram Gamliel, Kama Shchinta Islachu. How many gods do you have? What was his question? The Gemara says, anytime there's 10 Jews together, the Shekhinah rests. So he says, so you have a lot of gods. In this room, there's 10 Jews, God is here. 3 blocks away, there's 10 Jews, God is there. At a mile away, there's another. So he says, he asked him, how many gods do you have? So Gamaliel answered him a very simple, beautiful mashal, but it's a very deep mashal. Rabbi Gamaliel gave him the analogy of the sun in the sky, S-U-N, in the sky. He has one sun. If you open the curtains in your house, the sun shines in. Down the block, you open the curtains, the sun shines in. It doesn't mean he has a sun, and I have a sun, and there's another million suns. There's one sun where you let him in, that's where you go. If you close the curtains, you don't let the sun in. There's one Elokus shining. You have 10 Jews, that's the shades opening. Shekhinah comes in. It becomes Shabbos where you are, the Shekhinah comes in. What? It's not really the concept, it's what's called Seder Zmanim, it's not Zmanim itself. It's a different level of time. It's not our level of time. Because those neshamas are connected to us because they were here, so it is connected to our time of Shabbos. But it's not really time. It says in Chassidus, it's called Seder Zmanim. It's not Zman. No. Do you have time and place in Atzilus like we have here? You haven't been there. The last time I was there, there is time and place. You know what time and place in Atzilus is? Chesed is Chesed, Gevurah is Gevurah, Teferis is Teferis. Chesed is not Gevurah, Gevurah is not Chesed. That's the definition of place. Is it physical place that, you know, you're standing, you're sitting in my seat, get out? No. It's a boundary of that spiritual concept. That boundary in Atzilus is called time and place. If Chesed is higher than Gevurah, meaning Chesed is before Gevurah, in that language, it's before. It doesn't mean an hour before. Chesed is not an hour before Gevurah. It's higher, it has meaning a greater revelation of Elokus, so therefore it's called before. But it's, we're using time language for something which is not physically time. They didn't have clocks in those days, so nobody knew the difference. Fourth. Sun was created on the first day, though. Hashem hung it. God hung up the picture called the sun on the fourth day. Hashem created light on the first day. But the sun was hung on Wednesday. So obviously it wasn't sunlight. It was laser. Laser light. Why is it so difficult to say that the Eibishter made the world? In 1 second, the Eibishter made the world. And the different time zones were based on that day of creation. For them is first, for them is first. But big deal. Maybe. What?
When that time comes of Shabbos, and over here it's whenever it comes. But is it also dependent upon the person? Like if they make the keli, like for example, somebody brings in Shabbos, or if somebody, if, let's say somebody who's not from.
But you can't make Shabbos on Wednesday.
No, I know that, but I'm saying once it's on Shabbos, the kedusha is also enhanced to people who are not from. It's enhanced in their world, isn't it, right?
Like, correct.
Then it is bound to, it's bound to the time. It doesn't make a difference of whether we let it in or not. We let the condition in or not.
Okay, now that we're going in the mix-up trips, let me ask you a mix-up question. Shabbos is over, let's say, 6 o'clock, right? If you didn't daven ma'ariv or make havdalah, when is Shabbos over? If it's 9 o'clock and you didn't daven ma'ariv yet, is it still Shabbos? Is it still Shabbos?
Yes.
You didn't have Ma'ariv, you didn't make Havdalah.
Yes.
Right? Now let me ask you a question. If a person, Shabbos is over 6 o'clock, right? But you didn't have Ma'ariv until 9, so still Shabbos here until 9. What happens if somebody finished Shabbos at 6, and a person who's not from, who didn't have Ma'ariv, and didn't make Havdalah, so are they being Mechalo Shabbos when they call you at 8 o'clock? Why not? They didn't have a ma'ariv. Over for whom? So why isn't it over for you if you didn't have a ma'ariv? If you didn't have a ma'ariv until 9 o'clock, is it over for you? Not if you didn't say Baruch Ham Avdol. But they also didn't say Baruch Ham Avdol. I don't know the answer, but that, but the point, but the fact is, the fact is, nobody hesitates to call somebody not from Saturday night, not realizing, hey, they didn't say Baruch HaMavdil yet, they didn't make Avdali yet. Therefore, they're not Machal Shabbos. Right. But after Shabbos, you could. But what happens if they didn't say Baruch HaMavdil? For them, it's still Shabbos. Anyway, now that everybody's confused, let's continue. I don't know. But neshamis that were down here are bound to time. The concept of a yard site is physical or spiritual? The physical day. Yet, Nisham in Gan Eden has an Ali on the day of a yard site. But that's what I'm saying. The Nishamas that were down here still have... How can a Nisham have an Ali on the day of a yard site if there's no days there? So I'm saying, because the Nishama was down here, there is a connection to time. Or for the, I'll give you a simple example. You go to visit a grave. Right? What are you going to the grave for? Neshama's in Gan Eden. What does that have to do with the grave? You're going to, especially if you go many, many, many years afterwards, where the person is basically a skeleton. Right? But obviously, there is a connection between the neshama and the place of burial. That's why you go to a Makom HaKvura. Otherwise, why is it when you're going on a yard to the cemetery? Right? If, well, what's the connection? Because the neshamas were down here. And that's why he said there is what's called Seder Zmanim in Bria, where Gan Eden is. There is a, not a literal time, there's a concept of time. But because the neshamas were down here, they have a more connection to it, to time and place. They're still connected to the world. Okay. Now, Vinay, let's just start this. Nikol Bachinus Elu, Ein Lahem Shaychas B'midas HaKadeshah Salyenis. All these levels of time and place that we just spoke about have no connection to the Midas HaKadeshah. Kim B'midas Malchusi Yizbarach Levada. Only in the lowest attribute of Malchus is it Shaykh Lema Shuyizbarach Melech Lemaila Adin Ketz Ulemata Adin Tachas. Only in the level of Malchus is it a concept of time and place. It's getting late, but Dalt Rebbe will soon explain. You say Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Void. Right? There's three different psukim. There's no such pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Void. There's no such pasuk. It's three different psukim. Hashem Melech means Hashem was a king. Hashem Moloch, Hashem is a king. Hashem Yimlech, Hashem will be the king. You don't find anywhere Hashem was chesed, is chesed, and will be chesed. Hashem is gvura, was gvura, is gvura, will be gvura. You don't find that anywhere. Because in those attributes of a lakus, there is no time. Time is only on that level of a lakus that's connected to world, which is the attribute of malchus. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining this whole concept of world, which the Eibishter made to show his level of Malchus, is because only Malchus is connected to world, to time and place. And that's why the whole creation came about through speech. Speech is Malchus. And therefore, the whole concept of time and place creation came about through Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, because time and place are only possible in the attribute of Malchus. Right. Who, women or men? Women are more connected to Malchus than men. Because the women are the level of Malchus. But Malchus is the attribute of Hashem that goes down. That's why it's called Shechina. Shechina comes with Shochein because it rests in the lower worlds. Shechina is a level of Malchus. Because Malchus is a level of Elokus that goes into the next world. Levels higher than Malchus have nothing to do with world. If they have nothing to do with the world, there is no past, present, and future. There is no time and place. Because there's no connection to world. The level of Malchus is connection to world. And therefore, the Eibershter created the world to reveal the attribute of Malchus. Okay, we'll continue.